You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move. Before we get started, I'd just like to remind you that you can sign up for a free trial of the learning resources and get special coupons to save on our premium membership packages. Just head over to the website at www.businessenglishpod.com. Registering costs nothing, and you'll be able to explore all the online activities in the Learning Center. There are many different kinds of sites. We often speak of construction sites, a site where something is being built, such as buildings, roads, bridges, airports, and so on. But a site can also be a completed structure, like a factory, or even sometimes an office. In a site visit, visitors come on site to have a look around. Someone in your company will usually play host and give them a tour. This is often part of the sales process. Sometimes it's the visitors who are selling something to the host, and sometimes it's the other way around. The language we're going to study in this episode will be useful for anyone who needs to host visitors. No matter whether we're giving journalists a demonstration of a factory or introducing potential customers to our worksite or giving government officials a tour of a construction project, we need to show people around and point out areas of interest. In the listening, Stanley Wong works for China Western Railroad Construction Company. He is the site agent, that is, the person in charge of a construction site for a railway tunnel that is currently being built. Matt and Paula work for a small engineering company called Tunnel Tech, and they're visiting potential customers in China. As the dialogue begins, Stanley is getting ready to take them into the tunnel for a look around. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on the website. First, what does Stanley point out in the tunnel? What language does he use to draw everyone's attention to it? Second, what are the advantages of the machine that Stanley describes? Third, Stanley mentions two safety hazards. What are they? And finally, what is the question that Paula asked Stanley about the hazards?